Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. And today is your episode for Wednesday, March 20th. Now, LeBron James and the Lakers, we all know by now, they are essentially out of the playoff spot. Yet another loss last night does not look good. Of course, LeBron James did not play at all in the contest. But the interesting note was, that same day, an interview aired with Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant was asked, would you trade for Anthony Davis, when he was talking about the current state of the Los Angeles Lakers? And he had a very, very simple response. Yes, he says, Anthony Davis is definitely worth it. When you look at the young guys the Lakers currently have, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, he says all three of them are not better than Anthony Davis. But if they don't trade for Anthony Davis, you have three young guys who could definitely work hard and they can develop for the future. And that is exactly my same feelings towards the Lakers situation when it comes to should you or should you not have even attempted to trade for Anthony Davis. Anytime a player like AD is on the board and is available, yes, you do your due diligence. Yes, you try to go get him. I don't think that that should have, you know, disrupted the Lakers young guys the way that it did. But again, they are young players, and they haven't really been through trade talks before. Their whole entire career, they have been told that they are the best player out there. And this is the first time that somebody's telling them, essentially, that we'd rather have somebody else instead of you on the team. So it definitely derailed the Lakers season, because they haven't been the same since the Anthony Davis trade talks. But in the summer, should the Lakers revisit it? Absolutely. Now, you know the odds are against you. You know the New Orleans Pelicans are desperately trying to trade him anywhere but to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers are going to have a little bargaining chip, because we know Anthony Davis is essentially going to say this is his list, but behind the scenes, he's going to tell every single team he will not re-sign with him, of course, unless the Lakers are talking to him. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see, but it was really cool to see Kobe Bryant kind of give us his feedback and what he thinks the Lakers should have done and kind of how he thinks they should move forward in the future. Essentially, he's saying trade for Anthony Davis in the offseason. That's one direction. Or you don't trade for him because the trade can't be completed, and you have three young guys that you could try to build up and develop, and you have to be patient and see what could come out of it. So I definitely agree with Kobe Bryant on this one. But you guys let us know how you guys feel about it in the comment section below. Do you think the Lakers should still go after a player like Anthony Davis, or should they focus on developing these young guys? Let us know how you guys feel about it. But that is everything that we have for this episode. As usual, make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you guys again on Friday. Peace.